Here we will discuss tolerance to modafinil. Modafinil is a prescription stimulant used to treat narcolepsy and other sleep problems. It can also be used in conjunction with certain breathing equipment to help avoid exhaustion caused by sleep apnea and other breathing blockages. While modafinil enhances alertness, unlike other prescription stimulants such as Adderall and Ritalin, it does not fall under the category of amphetamines. Orally, as a pill, with or without meals, this drug can be taken. Many studies show that using modafinil for a long period is safe, but it is critical to work closely with the prescribing physician to ensure that it is taken safely. Taking the medicine without a prescription or in higher or lower dosages than recommended is a kind of drug abuse that can develop dependency, tolerance, and addiction. The medication improves short-term memory, allowing users to stay awake for longer periods of time. This is an effective technique for reducing daytime weariness while still allowing for regular nighttime sleep in persons who have certain sleep problems. Is modafinil abused? According to the Controlled Substances Act, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, classifies modafinil, in both its generic and prescription forms, as a Schedule IV drug, CSA. This implies that modafinil is controlled, although not as strictly as prescriptions for opiate narcotics or other amphetamine-containing stimulants. According to the FDA, modafinil is far safer than many prescription medicines, posing no danger of addiction or abuse and causing very minor withdrawal symptoms. Modafinil, like other prescription stimulants, alters dopamine release in the brain. The person feels more awake, active, and elevated as the number of accessible dopamine increases. Clinical trials on monkeys revealed that the substance might be reinforcing, meaning that the experience of mood-altering effects can lead to misuse tendencies. Modafinil, on the other hand, has not been linked to the addiction, withdrawal, or a relapse that stimulants like dextroamphetamine have, therefore it is thought to be safer. People who have a history of developing a substance use disorder, such as alcohol or cocaine, are more likely to develop modafinil abuse habits, thus any history of substance abuse should be disclosed to the prescribing physician. Side effects and safety concerns with modafinil. Headache, insomnia, nausea, and dry mouth are among the most common modafinil adverse effects. They are particularly frequent among first-time users, according to experienced test volunteers. If these adverse effects do not go away after several doses of modafinil, they will normally go away once the daily amount is reduced. Stevens-Johnson syndrome is a highly uncommon, life-threatening rash linked to modafinil's side effects. Many drugs are linked to this rash in the case of modafinil. It's so uncommon that we don't know if it's caused by the drug. Modafinil tolerance, is it possible? Tolerance is a reduced reaction to a medication that happens when the drug is used frequently and the body adjusts to the drug's continuing presence, which means to get the same effect, greater and larger doses are required. Tolerance occurs when the drug's metabolism speeds up, usually because the enzymes in the liver involved in drug metabolism become more active, and the number of cell receptors to which the drug binds or the strength of the connection between the receptor and the drug reduces. Tolerance develops when a person consumes a drug long enough for their body to get accustomed to its presence, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA. Once the body has gotten used to the medication, it no longer produces the same sensations or effects. This implies that the high, enhanced energy, heightened mood, and greater awareness that stimulants provide are not as intense. Those who misuse modafinil without a prescription are more likely to acquire a tolerance to the drug and increase their dosage. Nevertheless, some studies demonstrate that long-term prescriptions for the medication can also lead to tolerance. At therapeutic levels, certain clinical trials have shown no signs of tolerance. These research projects lasted anything from 40 weeks to 3 years. The European Medicines Agency published research that indicated that 70% of participants needed to raise their modafinil dose to get the same benefits as the first prescription during a 12-month period. Modafinil tolerance and dependence, the facts. Modafinil, however, is such a novel medication, it's difficult to say whether it causes addiction, tolerance, or dependency. Many studies claim that it doesn't, however, anecdotal evidence is beginning to contradict this. Young people who abuse modafinil, such as teenagers or young adults, risk losing brain plasticity early in life. Long-term usage of this medicine has been linked to decreased memory ability in young individuals, which might be an indication of drug tolerance. This adverse effect usually manifests after months or years of heavy modafinil use without medical supervision. An analysis of various surveys from 1990 to 2014 indicated that the methodologies used in research had a significant impact on the results. Tests on easy activities, for example, found no significant effects from taking modafinil, but studies on more difficult tasks, such as chess, revealed that modafinil increased performance. The medicine may have some advantages, but they may not be long-term. Substance misuse is defined as using a drug frequently in order to improve mental performance or clarity. It's also worth noting that modafinil addiction tendencies haven't been explored explicitly in any of the few research undertaken so far. Because the substance appears to have some effect on dopamine in the brain, it might be linked to cravings and pleasure, which can lead to compulsive drug-related behaviors, suggesting addiction. A 44-year-old man was found to show indicators of physical reliance on modafinil, as well as indications that he had built a tolerance to the drug during a 6-month period, according to a case study from 2015. He started with a specified dose of 100 milligrams, every 3 to 4 hours, which assisted him during 12-hour shift work. However, by the time he sought medical care after receiving this prescription, he claimed to be taking as much as 100 milligrams per hour, for a total daily dosage of 1,200 milligrams. To overcome his physical need for the drug and to stop his tolerance to it, which often feeds into cravings and dependence, he utilized a tapering strategy with a prescription. How can you overcome modafinil tolerance? Misusing or abusing modafinil without a prescription is considerably more likely to develop physical tolerance than taking it as prescribed. If you build a tolerance to modafinil and feel like you need more to manage the symptoms of your initial problem, talk to your doctor about changing your prescription or switching to a different medicine. Prescribers may advise taking a vacation from the medicine to alter the body's reaction to it, but this should only be done under the supervision of a doctor. Here are some tips you can use for modafinil tolerance. Limiting or minimizing modafinil usage. Moderation is the key to properly taking modafinil without building tolerance. It comes as no surprise that consuming excessively high dosages of modafinil for numerous days or weeks at a time will cause tolerance to the smart medication to develop. Take long intervals and avoid building up a tolerance. To avoid developing any form of resistance to modafinil, take preventative and proactive measures. People who are new to utilizing modafinil or comparable compounds will not be affected by this since they do not have a modafinil tolerance to begin with. If you're in this circumstance right now, please keep the following advice in mind. They have been proven to be beneficial in avoiding modafinil tolerance in many research participants. Take a vacation from modafinil if you've been taking it 1-4 times per week for several months. Many study participants who have been taking the nootropic 1-2 times per week for 2 months will cease taking it for 2 weeks. Your body will most likely restore its modafinil tolerance levels if you don't take the nootropic for 2 weeks. When users return to modafinil after a hiatus, they usually notice that the smart drug's potency has been restored. Take sufficient amount of magnesium. Magnesium helps those who are addicted to painkillers and psychoactive medication, cocaine, amphetamine, nicotine, and others. It also reduces experimental addiction to morphine, cocaine, and other chemicals in rats, as well as auto-administration of cocaine and relapse into cocaine and amphetamine consumption. Apart from its effects during the early stages of addiction, magnesium supplementation after the onset of withdrawal syndrome lowers the severity of clinical symptoms. If you've previously had problems with dose and tolerance, supplementing with magnesium and discontinuing use can be a good way to reset your tolerance to modafinil. How much does a modafinil cost? Name brand modafinil, such as Provigil registered, can be prohibitively costly. It costs between $30 to $50 every dosage, and sometimes much more. Some of this may be covered or reimbursed by your health insurance. Online sites, on the other hand, advertise generic versions of modafinil for as little as $1 per dosage. These generic versions have the same dosages and active components as the brand name ones but are manufactured by other businesses. HAB Pharmaceuticals Modvigil and Sun Pharmaceuticals Modlert are two of the most prevalent generic forms of modafinil. These are frequently priced between 80 cents and $2.80. With bigger purchase volumes, such as 300 dosages at a time, lower pricing is possible. Where to buy modafinil online? While there are numerous online pharmaceutical shops that provide modafinil, there are a few that stand out for distinct reasons. Those who are new to discovering an online modafinil dealer should start with the most popular, namely Modafinil XL, High Street Pharma, Bimoda, and Dino Supplies. These are the top few vendors according to us in the market right now after the closure of modafinil champions like Ducdose, Modafinil Cat, Modafinil Star, and AffinilExpress.com. The best part about these vendors is they provide free samples of various modafinil generic products. This is an excellent opportunity for their consumers to test the product before purchasing modafinil online. They ship a wide range of popular generic brands worldwide, delivering modafinil in the shortest time frame to most countries. Each of the above-mentioned vendors offers international shipping with a variety of payment options, including Bitcoin, express shipping, and delivery assurance. Recommended vendors for buying modafinil online? Their customer service is excellent, and all of their websites provide a streamlined shopping experience. High Street Pharma. Along with generic modafinil and armodafinil, HSP offers a wide selection of items. Despite being relatively fresh, it has succeeded in building a reputation in the market akin to the old vendors. HSP's pricing is the most competitive, and they give a money-back guarantee if your package is confiscated, if at all. Moreover, for nootropics buyers are entitled to a 15% discount plus 30% extra products when paid by crypto. They ship free of cost to most nations. Their customer service crew is quick and efficient. To know more about High Street Pharma, read High Street Pharma reviews. Modafinil XL. Modafinil XL is one of the most established sellers that can be trusted. They provide substantial discounts on bulk purchases. They focus heavily on high-quality products and prompt delivery. It is well known for shipping items within 2 hours of receiving an order. They have a dedicated customer support team, and their website is pretty informative. Modafinil XL reviews might help you learn more about the vendor. Bimoda. Bimoda is a reputable vendor that will not let you down in any way with your modafinil purchase. Furthermore, they ship to countries like Canada and New Zealand, where relatively few vendors ship. Except for the EU and Canada, Bimoda offers free shipping on all orders. They provide their consumers with a variety of payment methods. Bimoda also provides a lot of discounts to its recurring customers and a 20% discount on crypto payments. Read Bimoda reviews to learn more about the company. Modafinia. Modafinia is an online pharmacy that differs from its competitors in that it focuses on a small number of products. They only sell a small number of high-quality medicines from globally recognized manufacturers such as Sun Pharma and HAB Pharma. They ship to the majority of the world and all EU nations, and they offer a 15% discount on cryptocurrency payments. They ship from either Singapore or Europe. Furthermore, they provide free shipping regardless of the purchase size, with a minimum order quantity of 30 tablets. Read Modafinia review to learn more about the company. Things you should check on while buying modafinil from an online pharmacy. Proper online safety. Internet safety is a serious concern for online enterprises, particularly those in nations with few restrictions. When you create an account somewhere, you are prompted to create a login using your email address and a password. Some corporations will then sell your email address as well as the password you specified to other organizations. For these reasons, it is critical to select an online seller with high integrity who prioritizes consumer protection. Supplier reputability. When you buy something online, you are putting your confidence in the firm by providing sensitive information such as credit card numbers and passwords. As a result, it is critical to select a firm with a strong reputation. This may be discovered by listening to what others in the community are saying. Review websites are also a great resource for determining a company's reputation. Quality of products. Some internet merchants will deliver the things you ordered, but the quality of the product supplied will be subpar. This is far more difficult to spot, especially if you have never purchased from them previously. The simplest approach to figure out if a firm is selling low-quality modafinil is to conduct some internet research on them. How to minimize side effects of modafinil. What can you do to reduce adverse effects and hazards to your health? Take it first thing in the morning. It won't keep you awake at night this way. Take it with a meal. Eating a hearty meal before taking modafinil has been shown to help prevent indigestion, nausea, and diarrhea. Consume plenty of water. Modafinil might dehydrate you, resulting in headaches. Drink plenty of water while working to avoid getting a headache. Take only what you need to begin. Take a tiny dose of modafinil. You can gradually increase to a usual dose of 200 mg. If you take more than that, you increase your chances of experiencing adverse effects. Pregnant women should avoid. Do not take it. We don't know how it could damage the fetus. Children should avoid modafinil if you are under the age of 17. Do not take it. The safety profile of modafinil has not been evaluated in youngsters. Modafinil tolerance, end thoughts. While there are rarely physical withdrawal symptoms associated with stopping modafinil, persons who have a history of addiction or drug misuse are at risk of cravings and psychological withdrawal symptoms. People who are into overusing modafinil should get professional help from an addiction specialist. Getting into a rehab program that involves behavioral therapy might help you deal with these feelings and improve your obsessive habits surrounding intoxicating drugs.